It was their very first place in a conference meet with 4A and 3A and 2A. It's a huge accomplishment. That girls' team is amazing, and I've seen it coming for a couple of years, and I knew that we would have a really good girls' team, and they put it all together. They've been working a lot of these kids since January, preseason, and they've been preparing for this, and it came together like we thought it. We could possibly do it.
So what was the secret to Petersburg's success, being a small school and the girls taking first? How did that happen?
Well, we just have an incredible group of girl athletes this year. We have a very experienced senior staff, and then also the freshmen that have come in were phenomenal. And then we also have some support kids there, the middle kids that just did a fantastic job.
Were there certain events where the girls kind of shined particularly, like say in sprints or longer distance? Or
yeah, right. We have a pretty experienced distance crew, which did just an amazing job. And then also we did very well in the jumps and the sprints and the hurdles.
And what about the boys getting third place?
The boys did a great job. Again, the distance kids did an amazing job. Billy Ware was first in the high jump, and then also a lot of the hurdlers did super well. Ben Zarlingo ended up second place in both the 300 and the 100-meter hurdles.
So what's next for the track teams?
We're going to be going back down to Ketchikan on May 9th and 10th for a north-south meet. We're going to be taking our middle school kids down there as well. It's a community and high school meet, so we'll be sharing the track with a lot of different folks, and it's a fun meet for everybody. And then the week after that, we'll be going to Thunder Mountain for regionals.
Wow, okay, the season is progressing.
Yeah, we're right in the middle of the season, 3 weeks left, and we're gonna miss this Thunder Mountain Invitational next week because of prom and dance and a lot of testing and stuff like that. So it's going to be important for the kids just to focus for these next few weeks and get prepared for regionals.
All right. Well, thanks so much for that update.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, let's see if we can. Yeah, we can get it back. Okay. So in the 32 years that you've been coaching here in Petersburg, how does that feel to finally win a meet?